talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a lot of it's being made, and here's what I want to start out with. One very, very good development in Wisconsin. We have a thing called the Wisconsin Legislative Council. What is the Wisconsin Legislative Council? It's a nonpartisan group that gives legal counsel to the legislature. Nonpartisan. So you have good expert lawyers on legislation and on any legislatively related issue, and anybody, Democrat or Republican, in the legislature can ask them for an opinion on something, and they'll give it straight. They'll give it straight. In a sense, their client is the entire legislature, not the individual partisan person. So the question was posed to them, is this fugitive subpoena issued by Representative Janelle Branchen of Menominee Falls, a Republican, that was issued to the clerks in Milwaukee County and Brown County, as Milwaukee and Green Bay area, for their voting machines, their absentee ballots, all that they wanted to vacuum out, every record in both counties, every kind of record, the envelopes of the absentee ballots, vacuum them all out. Turn them over to Janelle Branchen. And who is Janelle Branchen besides being a Republican representing Menominee Falls? She went down to Arizona a couple of months ago with some other folks to review the Cyber Ninja audit. And she came back and said, we need a Cyber Ninja audit here. The Cyber Ninja audit is a crooked audit. It's a QAnon audit. The individual running it is QAnon. Remember, he's tied to QAnon. And Cyber Ninja is not a collective noun. In other words, I told you this before, I'm going to say it again. Ninjas in the movies, in the James Bond movie, that one where there's a missile going to be launched or a spaceship out of a mountain over in Japan. And the ninjas come in and cut through the ceiling and shimmy down on these ropes. And it's a terrific scene. But there's more than one of them. Well, the Cyber Ninja down Arizona, there's only one guy named Cyber Ninja, and his name isn't really Cyber Ninja. And this gal from Milwaukee goes down there and goes, well, we need that up here. Well, no, we don't need that up here. And the Wisconsin Legislative Council just came out an opinion that said that her subpoena is no good. It's not lawful. They said for it even to start to be lawful, it'd have to be signed by the speaker and the chief clerk. Chief clerk is appointed by the majority party, so the chief clerk's going to do whatever the speaker wants. Speaker is Robin Voss. Robin Voss hasn't signed it. Why hasn't he signed it? Is it because somehow he had an attack of morality of some sort? No, that's not the reason. He hasn't signed it because he is a lot smarter and craftier than the people in his caucus, and he knows that in this state, if the voting machines of Milwaukee County and Brown County, you know, together with Madison, the two of the largest counties in the state, are turned over to Cyber Ninjas, there will be requirement, there'll be a requirement that they be scrapped, thrown away afterwards. Milwaukee and Brown County will have to buy new ones for millions of dollars. And he knows that. And why do I say that Milwaukee and Brown County would have to buy new voting machines for millions of dollars? Because that's happened in Pennsylvania, in a county, a pro-Trump county that turned over their voting machines, and now they've got to do it. Once they're turned over, you can never debug them completely. You don't know what fraud the Republican Party has baked into the computer system and in the machine. It happened in Phoenix, which is a lot bigger than Milwaukee, a lot bigger. And they were forced by a judge to turn over their voting machines, and now they got to buy new ones for millions of dollars. And by the way, nobody seems to say, hey, wait a minute. There's a federal law that says you can't do this at least for 22 months after the election. 22 months after the election is in 2022. It's in September of 2022. But in any event, the Wisconsin Legislative Council stood tall. Now, this is just an example of a lot worse that's happening around the country right now. Keep this in mind. So we know that the in Pennsylvania, county turned over its voting machines, had to buy new ones, to a cyber ninja operation. You know that in Arizona, Maricopa County, Phoenix, they had to turn over their voting machines to a cyber ninja himself. Well, in Mesa, Colorado, Mesa County, Colorado, it just came out that their voting machines have to be thrown out. They got to buy new ones. It's a poor county. I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why did that happen? What is it that they did? Do they turn over the voting machines? No. Apparently, there was a clerk there, a Republican, who thought it would be a good idea to show her loyalty to Trump to post the codes on accessing the computers, the voting computers, on right-wing social media. Believe it or not, she posted the passwords for the voting machines in Mesa, Colorado, to access them on right-wing social media. And she thought, well, that'll show Trump that I'm loyal to him, and no harm, no foul, not turn over the voting machines. Let me tell you something. You do that, you scrap those voting machines. They've got to buy new ones, and that idiot clerk may get reelected because the electorate out there is nuts. Anybody who elects these pro-Trump QAnon type people who destroy democracy are nuts. But it doesn't stop there. It does not stop there. Here's another very sad fact. And we've got to assimilate this and realize this is going on. There are 50 states in the country, obviously. 9 of them have passed laws that criminalize some voting, make it very risky and scary and difficult to vote. 9 states, 9 of them, all Republican states with Republican legislatures and Republican governors who signed off on it. 2 others for a total of 11, Ohio being one of them, have passed laws that make it impossible for the Secretary of State to go into court and defend any lawsuit over voting, or other, besides the Secretary of State, any other election official. They want to control, the Republican Party wants to control the defense of it. They're afraid that if their skullduggery comes out, the Secretary of State, who's a separately elected official, could say, well, I agree with them. It was skullduggery, and then that would be the end of their scheme. They want to control it through the legislature, the gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature. That happened in Arizona as well. Secretary of State down there, Democrat, is forbidden by a quick statute that went through to be involved at all in election litigation. And that prohibition goes for a limited period of time until the day after the date for her reelection in 2023. This is a protectional statute. This is a statute that's simply intended to take any fair review of litigation out and substitute the will of a gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature. And then you have the developments in Texas. You may have seen those. In the state Senate down there, there is a terrific state senator who got up and filibustered for 15 hours this crooked voter repression statute, 15 hours. You know, there's an element of sadism, and I don't say that lightly, in some of the things, physical sadism, that the Republican Party brings to trying to stop voting. You know, for instance, that in Georgia, they passed a law that said you can't give water to people in line. A pregnant woman who stands in line for 5 hours to vote in hot weather, if she's feeling faint, please get me some water. It's a felony if you give it to her. That's sadism. Well, here's what they do in Texas. If you filibuster, You can't do it like Moscow Mitch does it in the U.S. Senate. You got to stand up. You can't sit down. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't drink anything. And believe it or not, you can't lean on anything. So if you have an elderly legislator, a pregnant legislator, they can't even lean on their desk. What does that have to do with democracy? She took a chance on this one. Her back was killing her. She has a bad back, and she did it for 15 hours. She called over to an aide, and they brought her a back brace, and she put it on halfway through while she was talking, and they were afraid that they would make her sit down over that. That is physical sadism. The essence of slavery was physical sadism, and that is what the Republican Party is doing. That is what they have degenerated to. But the really dangerous thing with all of these states, the nine passed really, really restrictive criminal sanctioned voting, and then the two others that are monkeying with how you do the litigation involved in it. The really dangerous thing is that these states are also taking the counting of the vote away from the regular secretaries of state. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.